Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NY27, Congressman Chris Collins joining me live this morning. Congressman, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Susan.
It's 1 week until Election Day. Today is the St. Joe's debate. They invite candidates from one marquee race each year to school for a debate. Are you going to take part?
No, we had told them that we were not. That's not something that we think would benefit our constituents. So, no, I'm not going to be there.
Do you feel like you're letting the kids down?
No, I mean, I've done that debate back when I was county executive. This is a different race. It covers eight counties, not just Erie County. And so I have a feeling it will be a free-for-all if I was there. I don't think that would be to the benefit of the kids. Right now, my focus is keeping New York 27 in the Republican column. This is a very impactful election, Susan, when you think that the control of the House will potentially hinge on a single race. And what we're talking about is a Nancy Pelosi potential as Speaker. You know, we'd be looking at the impeachment of Donald Trump, impeachment and new investigations of Brett Kavanaugh, the new Supreme Court judge, reversing our tax reform that's got the economy rocking and rolling, taking away new gun control measures, taking away semi-automatic rifles that we've had for 150 years in this country. Then you throw in an inquisition of every Trump department. It comes down to, if you support Donald Trump and you want the Republicans to control Congress, you vote for me. If you don't support Donald Trump, you want Nancy Pelosi and inquisitions in Congress and gridlock for the next 2 years, you would support my opponent, Nate McMurray, and that's the message I'm delivering every day.
Now, you know, Chris, what about the community? You're not running a normal campaign. Is this fair to voters?
I don't know why you say I'm not running.
Well, you're not putting yourself in a position where you can be challenged. You're having friendly appearances and issuing press releases.
Well, That's a narrative that's just not true. I mean, I'm out in the community every single day, meeting with constituents in my office for the last 3 months, meeting with them in D.C. I mean, the narrative put forth by the Buffalo News and my opponent is just simply not true. I'm doing my job, casting votes, sponsoring legislation, co-sponsoring legislation in D.C., meeting with constituents in my district office, going to events. That's just a narrative that's been put forth by the Buffalo News, my opponent, and others that's simply not true. I'm doing my job pretty much the same that I always have.
But you're not having media appearances. You're not holding news conferences. You're not returning our calls when we ask, except for today.
Well, when you I've met with the Buffalo News. I've had interviews on Channel 4 and others. So, again, it's just simply not the case. I'll talk to you every morning if you'd like. But again, this election comes down to what you haven't heard from my opponent is a single position, where he stands on single-payer health care, which we know about, trashing the Second Amendment, taking away our guns. This Nate McMurray, progressive liberal, does not represent the values of New York 27, which is why I'm going to win this election. But again, it comes down to keeping the House in Republican control, making sure that Nancy Pelosi is not Speaker, and that the progress we've made the last 2 years continues, and we don't have gridlock for the next 2 years. So that's the message I'll deliver here this morning, and I'm delivering it, at every stop.
Some voters, Congressman, are conflicted, Republican voters. Can you understand that?
Oh, I do. You know, unfortunately, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. Some people think otherwise. I'll have my day to clear my name, which unfortunately is not going to be until sometime in 2020. So for the next, certainly through all of next year, I'll continue to represent everyone as I always have. I've got some of the best constituent service there is. Just this week, I was up in Livingston County at the nursing home, working with them to get 20 beds designated for veterans who need dialysis to support their new dialysis center at the Livingston County Nursing Home. I mean, those are the things I'm doing every day, Susan. They don't get reported, and, you know, we're just doing our jobs. That will continue, and I understand, but with that said, you know, we're going to win this election. Clearly, the New York Times poll that just finished yesterday has us, you know, with a solid lead. We don't take anything for granted, and we're continuing to emphasize the importance of keeping New York 27 Republican so we can continue the progress for the next 2 years that we've had the past 2 years.
What happens, Chris, if you're found guilty? What happens to the seat?
Well, number one, I'm not going to be found guilty. The facts surrounding this case have not come forward. Well, clearly, if you're convicted, you have to resign, at which point there'd be a special election. It would stay Republican, or knowing our governor, he'd probably just keep it open till the following November of 2020. And again, it will stay Republican, but I need to protect it now.
Is there any regret on your part? I feel like I, over the last several weeks, haven't heard this from you. Are you sorry about what happened? I don't think people have heard you on that point.
I don't even know what you mean by that. Am I sorry I got indicted with meritless charges and charged 90 days before the election? There's no one more sorry than I am of that, but I don't have anything to say I'm sorry about. I did not. The meritless charges are not what they appear, and I will be exonerated. So I'm not sure I fully understand your question, and that's why I'm running hard to make sure this seat stays Republican.
Chris, the politics of hate, very much in the headlines right now. Do our leaders need to tone it down?
What just happened in Pittsburgh, what's happened in other instances, whether it's schools, none of us can tolerate that. There's no question today that the nation is very divided. We've had incidents like we had in Pittsburgh. We've had those, but they seem to be coming one after another. We need to stand together as a nation. We can't let terrorists, in this case, a domestic terrorist, change our way of life. Again, this is a tragedy, you know, beyond comprehension to have this happen in a synagogue, in a place of worship. We do need to stand together. We do need to tone down some of the divisiveness.
What about the president?
Well, the president said everything he should have said. He said it in a very respectful way, and the next thing you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer come out and say, well, we, you know, effectively pointing a finger at him for rhetoric that caused this deranged individual to do what he did. That was certainly not appropriate. Everyone needs to step back and say that in the time of a tragedy, you don't politicize it. The president did not. Others did, and that's something we also have to speak out about.
Congressman, we appreciate the time this morning.
Anytime, Susan, every day if you'd like.
All right. Congressman Chris Collins joining us live here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.